Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Gratitude Seeker, welcome to this new style of episode based on the words of people you know that are big believers in the power of gratitude. The purpose of this kind of episode is to learn from the best, from those people that we admire and that inspire us, to explore their perspective on gratitude and see how we can implement it in our life as well. Please subscribe right now to make sure you're going to get all these amazing nuggets of wisdom. It's free and it's one of the best things you can do for yourself in this year. Today we're going to focus on the wisdom of Bob Proctor. The first idea that I've selected for this episode is that it's important for us to be open first and to be grateful for the good that we have in our life. It's not always easy, especially when we have lots of problems. We tend to get more closed off and focus more on the things that aren't working in our life and that aren't bringing us much joy. But if we choose to be open to the positive things as well, to choose to be open to a new perspective, to choose to be open to a new way of seeing things and seeing the situations that we're experiencing, we leave space for gratitude. We leave space for the good things to come in. This episode is supported by Premium Jane. With free shipping on all products, Premium Jane is dedicated to delivering the natural benefits of CBD to those who truly need it. Go to premiumjane.com and save 20% with coupon code GRATITUDE. And here is what Bob Proctor has to say about this topic.
Be grateful that you are an expression of life in a live, orderly universe. You know that you will attract whatever you focus on. Be open and grateful for all the good that's coming into your life. I am so grateful for my life, I couldn't even tell you about it.
Wonderful perspective, isn't it? And what I love about Bob is the fact that he actually feels it, and you can feel that he's grateful and that he's open to the gratitude and to the beautiful things that are coming into his life and that are in this world that can come into his life. And when you think about it, or when you feel about it, to be more exact, it makes a lot of sense why he's able to attract more good into his life, because he has this attitude that just lets those positive things come in. He's basically inviting gratitude and reasons to feel grateful with this kind of attitude. So I invite you to get inspired by his example and be open. Just be open to gratitude, be open to the possibility of feeling grateful, to the possibility of receiving things that make you grateful or having experiences that make you grateful. And they will surely come, or they're already there, but when we're closed off, it's harder for us to see them. So let's open up your chest, open up your hands if you're not driving, and let the good, the abundance and the gratitude come into your life. Next, Bob Proctor shared something that made so much sense for me, and it wasn't until he said it that it made me realize that I realized that I was also doing it. And I believe that we all need something that we really believe in that's very helpful for us. For some of us, it can be religion, spirituality, love, or I don't know, something else that makes us feel centered, feel connected. For me, it's gratitude. It's that constant that I can rely on, no matter how hard the waves of life are to navigate. For me, what Bob Proctor defines as mental attunement and adjustment is a process of clarification, centeredness, and gratitude. And this is an important process for me because, like most of us, I have to make many decisions. And it's very important for me that I make the decisions from the right place inside of me, rather than deciding out of fear, focusing too much on the problem. I believe it's important for us to decide from a higher place, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
The whole process of mental adjustment and attunement can be summed up in one word, and that word is gratitude. Now, mental adjustment. If we have challenges in our life that are dominating our thinking, a shortage of money, a business problem, a relationship problem, we will have a tendency to focus on the problem. And by doing that, that adds energy to the problem and the problem grows. When you seem to be overwhelmed with problems, they just don't seem to go away. In fact, they seem to be piling up. Just stop whatever you're doing. Block all that stuff out. And stop and think of everything you've got to be grateful for.
Such a beautiful exercise, isn't it? And the weird thing that we need to address with this is our monkey mind. Our mind that always wants to take care of us one way or another and just keeps thinking about the problems and everything that isn't working at this moment. But when we are able to calm it down and to reconnect with gratitude, we have a different perspective on the problem. And one of the things that I've read in a book that I love, and I love using as a visual, is when we are in that fear, when we are anxious about different problems, we tend to make them bigger than us. It's like the problem is 10 times bigger than we are and than our capacity to deal with it. And once we get recentered and we feel grateful, we grow bigger than the problem. And instead of looking up at the problem, feeling small in comparison, we look down on it. And we see it for what it really is, something smaller than us, than our capacity to deal with it.
You can supercharge yourself with gratitude. Now, what do I mean by that? Be grateful for who you are. Be grateful that you know something about yourself. I am a spiritual being. I live in a physical body. I correspond with the material universe. I attract to me whatever is in harmony with me. And you see, if you concentrate on the good, and you concentrate on nothing but good coming to you, that's what's going to come. Thing that you will attract is what you focus on. Focus is the key. Focus on the good that you desire. Start to see it coming into your life.
So what is it that you desire? Now that problems are smaller than you and than your abilities, it's easier for us to focus on the things that we actually want. And of course, being grateful for the things that we already have, that we can be grateful for. But just take a few seconds and think about those things that you desire. on the good that you desire. Dream a little. Let your imagination go free and be open to the good that's coming into your life. And let gratitude help you attract it even faster. This has been Georgie and Benta. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, share it with a loved one, subscribe, and let's keep in touch. I wish you an amazing rest of the day. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.